Hi, this is Brian Tu in San Diego, California. It's October 31st, 2018, approximately 3:25 in the afternoon. If you see behind me, there's a brand new piece of luggage that I've been waiting on for quite some time. It's a memory anchor, okay? And I'm going to explain that in just a second, but I had to have this luggage because I'm fleeing the country. I can't even wait for medical care. I desperately needed medical treatment because of the spinal damage caused by the organized stalking, violent attacks. I can't even wait. It's so dangerous. I've got to flee now. I'm getting constantly beat up. It's just violent and brutal. But I need to explain how multitasking defeats their technology and the verification process. And this is a perfect example how to do it. You see, it's brand new. I just got it. It's a replacement for a torn up bag. You have to understand verification. It's so crucial to mind control. It's absolutely crucial that you can understand verification. Simply every response of the victim must be verified, meaning they must be able to either force the victim into a repetitive pattern of responses to determine a coherent pattern of thought, or remember, your brain is remotely tied to a supercomputer by way of a bidirectional stream of energy. That's why my ears are ringing. Your head and ears are pulsating, pain constantly, 24 hours a day, mild, moderate, or severe. This bidirectional stream of electromagnetic low frequency waves, kind of like a Wi-Fi link. Think of it like that. The electromagnetic energy inside the neural pathways of the victim's brain have digitalized the victim's brain. The brain of the victim is literally the digital receiver now. What happens is, they don't care anything about luggage, okay? What they care about is their technology. And the system is designed to shape your thoughts and your behavior by manipulation of your, by deception and manipulation of your daily motives and emotional perceptions. What they care about is their technology. Okay, so it starts from minor choices and it works its way to major choices. And that's how mind control works. CIA and Department of Defense mind control. They're going to try to force you constantly into a verification routine. They're going to run you through a verification routine. The hive mind teams, the cognitive researchers dedicated to the victim every 8 hours with some degree of overlap. The psychiatrists, psychologists, neuroscientists, behavioral scientists. These cognitive researchers are called hive mind teams. They're dedicated to the victim every 8 hours with some degree of overlap. They're the ones responsible for the direction of the paradigm, the overall direction of the paradigm against the mind control victim, the targeted individual. They're the ones who give orders to the surveillance teams, who pass those orders off to, various others, and which makes its way down to the organized stalkers at the street level. It's the hive mind teams that are in charge basically behind everything. And that's the Department of Defense, at the CIA, the DIA, and the NSA. So they're going to constantly force you through what's called a verification routine. And I'll show you how this bag works with verification and how you defeat their technology. The system is basically, when they force you through this verification routine, the system is basically forcing you, is probing you for a set of responses. Okay? It's probing you, I gotta get this, for a set of responses, which can be verified for a specific particular set of responses repeatedly in order to establish a pattern. That's how the technology works. So if you're interacting and you're countering those probes, and the operator, the handler, the hive mind team member, the clone, for example, will vary the routine, that verification routine, in an attempt to verify the technology by different means. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna simplify it so people can understand. Okay, because it gets very technical. People just they say that I talk over them, and I don't mean to do that. I just know the information that I've gotten from the scientists, and I'm passing it on to you. Okay. Once the system, the RNM supercomputer, your brain is remotely tied to, okay? Once this system verifies those selected responses, what responses? The responses they just probed you for, a particular specific set of responses, by running you through a verification routine, okay? Once the system, the RNM supercomputer, your brain is remotely tied to, is able to verify those responses, those specific responses are consistent, they then become the pattern for the next wave of torture and harassment. That's how trauma-based mind control works. So the process is endless, hyper game theory, and can be triggered at will by the attackers. Hyper game theory. Force the victim into an endless series of counter moves, trying to function and survive. So, what I basically wanted to tell people was how you can defeat their technology, and one of the ways you can defeat it is multitasking. Okay, I made calls about this bag. They knew I had to go get it because I'm leaving the country and I've been waiting for it for quite a while. So it was a verification routine that they were able to set up and use to verify their technology? Was the system able to properly read my memory and thought process? So in order to achieve that, they use organized stalkers, they use surveillance teams, and they position them at vantage points where the victim is going to determine if the system's able to properly predict and influence the reference choices, memories of the victim during thought composition. Okay, as I was thinking about the bag, formulating my thoughts and preparing to act, the system was measuring and predicting my choices in advance, because that's the only way they can verify their technology. Okay, that's how it works, predict and influence. Okay, remote neural monitoring is basically the collection and cataloging of data regarding the memory references of the victim. That's called formulation. That's the initial stage of remote neural monitoring. And then, for example, the next stage would be predictive integration, which is basically the interpretation of that data, including the data regarding the manipulation of the memory thought process of the victim. Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about remote neural monitoring. I'm talking about remote neural manipulation. Remote neural monitoring is not mind control. Remote neural manipulation is mind control. They don't care anything about luggage. What they care about is their technology. Okay? They will use whatever you will respond to, whatever they know you will respond to, they will use to verify their technology. Okay? So, I'm going to explain this and then I'm going to break it down real simple. Okay? So, if you're thinking about multiple things, if you're thinking and doing multiple things at one time, creating multiple threads of thought, there's no coherent pattern. There's multiple electromagnetic emission patterns in your brain because you're thinking in multiple threads. Okay? There's no single coherent pattern. For the hive mind teams, for the R&M supercomputer to establish, to identify, develop, remotely measure, and then integrate back into R&M data. There's too much electromagnetic activity. There's no single coherent pattern of thought. You're thinking of doing multiple things at one time. Whistle while you work, listening to music while reading a book. This is called multitasking. Watching television while cooking, multitasking, doing multiple things at one time. Okay? So, in other words, without your response to their specific provocation, to their specific stimuli, the verification process breaks apart and mind control technologies fail, of the CIA and the DIA anyway. Okay? So you can defeat their technology simply by learning how to multitask. You're not actually thinking. Now, you're not actually thinking in multiple threads. You're actually toggling back and forth between threads of thought. Okay? But it's creating all this additional electromagnetic energy inside the neural pathway of the victim's brain. Okay, there's no single coherent pattern. This is very important because remote neural manipulation, mind control, is based on the R&M supercomputer, the R&M system's ability to predict and influence, to interpret your thoughts. Okay, to be able to read your mind, to read electromagnetic emission patterns of the victim's brain, and that system is entirely dependent upon its ability to listen carefully, to predict and influence the reference choices of the victim, the mind control victim during thought composition. Okay? Predict and influence. Remember those two key words. Without predicting the behavior of the victim in advance, there's no way for them to verify their technology. Predict and influence reference choices. What are reference choices? Memories. Previous memories. Previous interaction with a luggage store. Okay? Memories. So I went back for this piece of luggage. It was a memory. I've been waiting on it. Anytime you think of something, it becomes a memory. You have three forms of memory. You have sensory memory, you have short-term memory, you have long-term memory. Basically, in simple terminology, short-term memory is anything less than 30 seconds. Long-term memory is anything longer than 30 seconds. We're talking about long-term memory here. Yes, they do layer in, falsified memories during thought composition. You know, they do in dream modulation. Remote neurolinguistic programming, etc. They're able to do that. They are able to do that. Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that at all. Okay, I'm talking about as you're formulating your thoughts and you're preparing to act, you're thinking, you're developing memories. Okay, the system is monitoring all the electromagnetic emissions, the brain waves, the memories. Okay, emotions, thoughts, sensations, etc. Okay, they're targeting your short-term memory. They're targeting anything less than 30 seconds. Yeah, they use falsified memories that layer in with the dream modulation, neurolinguistic programming, the neuroprogramming, etc. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your short-term memory. They're seeking to predict and influence, to deceive and manipulate, to achieve direct behavioral control over the victim. By one of the ways is to manipulate your daily motives and emotional perceptions. Okay? So understand. That's their ability to define and map those choice references. Your memories, okay, depends, at least clearly, intelligibly, it depends upon depends upon, I've told people not to play the game. It means don't cooperate. So the ability of the system to properly do that, to predict and influence your reference choices during thought composition, means you're either cooperating with the system or you're ignorant of the fact you're targeted with the technology. Most who even realize they're targeted don't understand the technology, so it doesn't do them any good anyway. Okay, you have to understand the technology. That's why you should look at all the description boxes in my videos. It clearly spells out how the technology works. If the hive mind teams and the supercomputer cannot predict and influence your reference choices during thought composition intelligibly, at that point, the R&M the hive mind teams, the operator, the clone, okay, they have no choice but to revert back to the past activity of the victim in order to predict and influence, in order to verify their technology, okay? That's how it works. They're going to constantly run you through this verification routine today. They're going to constantly seek ways. What they needed to do is they needed me to play the game. They needed me to go get the game. Okay, but by multitasking, I began to plan out my day in advance, and I was headed to the gym first. But because I was thinking in multiple threads of thought, they weren't able to predict that. I defeated their technology, so they had to start all over again. So when I came out of the gym, they had the little situational street theater set up for me at the doorway with their verification marker to start the entire verification routine again. They have to run the victim through a verification routine. If the victim defeats the technology, they got to start all over again with a new verification routine. So by going to the gym first before I went to get the luggage, which was in the same location, same building, okay, I defeated their technology. You see? By multitasking, by creating multiple threads of thought as I was thinking out and planning my day, they weren't able to determine. You know, yeah, they knew I was going to get the bag because I was headed to that location, and perhaps the system was able to monitor that previous brainwave pattern it had mapped out. But I was thinking in multiple threads, doing multiple things at one time, listening to music, reading, etc. So they were not able to determine the other locations that I went to. So by going to the gym first before I went to get the bag, which was in the same building, I defeated their technology. At that point, they had to start all over again with a new verification routine. So they met me at the door with the organized stalkers, the surveillance teams, with a new scenario, okay? They met me at the door of the gym, pretty girl, you know, to capture my attention. And then to speak out loud, to engage. They need to engage each other. For some reason, the surveillance teams and the organized stalkers want to engage each other within the hearing, within the visual range or verbal auditory range of the victim. Now, I don't have time to develop. They need to develop the verification routine into multiple responses. I don't have time to go into that. It's just too difficult, right? Okay, I've talked about it before. Look at my previous videos. Okay, they're simply once they determine what you respond to, that's when they begin to fabricate these subconscious responses. That's when they begin to fabricate these situational and conversational scenarios, street theater, in order to capture the victim's attention. Now, this is what happened. I went to the gym first before going to get the bag, defeated their technology. They had to start all over with a new verification routine. So they started all over with more street theater at the door. As I was leaving the gym, I was supposed to go up and get the bag. But I recognized the street theater. I recognized the verification routine. So I broke it. I went to get the gas. I had been looking at my gas card. They knew that I was at some point I was going to get gas. They didn't know when. I went to a 7-Eleven, which I do every day. It's a common memory anchor of mine. Okay, and I know where a lot of them are in the city, so they can't ever predict which location I'm going to in advance. Okay, and by doing all of that before going to get the bag, I basically just destroyed their verification routine. You see, I defeated their technology. That's how multitasking works. You're thinking in multiple threads. But most of the problem is that, remember, it's a fabricated, falsified stream of energy, electromagnetic low frequency waves, photons. They're illuminating the brain with a stream of photons, and then the system, the R&M supercomputer, is reading the return training signal. So it's capturing every response. But it's like assembling a jigsaw puzzle, building a cognitive model of a person's will, intellect, and emotion by using physical and psychological trauma to map out and reverse engineer the sensory and neural pathways of the victim's brain and central nervous system. Okay? It's like assembling a jigsaw puzzle. Okay, say you have thousands of pieces, you know, those little jigsaw puzzles you buy at the store, and you have to assemble them piece by piece. Well, at first it's kind of difficult, but as you begin to put the model together, the jigsaw puzzle together, it gets a little easier, and the pieces fall into place a little quicker. You see, when they first start out building this cognitive model, this copycat parallel twin personality of the victim's brain and central nervous system by reverse engineering the sensory and neural pathways of the victim's brain and central nervous system through the use of physical and psychological trauma, okay, when they start building that model, it's very difficult for them. They have to basically, they start from all known ports, okay, sight, touch, taste, hearing, smell. They start from those ports and then they work their way out using physical and psychological trauma. They start with all known ports, sight, touch, taste, hearing, smell, okay? And then they work their way out. That's how it works, okay? They don't care anything about luggage. What they care about is their technology. You see, I don't need music to defeat their technology. There are 100 different ways to defeat their technology. What I did was I controlled the verification process. Integration completion was hindered. Without my response to their specific stimuli, the verification process broke apart. And when the verification process broke apart, their technology, mind control technology, failed. They want you to think that they're omnipotent. The Hive Mind team members, they'll constantly use V2K and synthetic telepathy, etc. And a lot of times it's chatterbots. It's all automated, active, and adaptive. Other times they'll actually speak. But the point is, these Hive Mind teams want you to think they're omnipotent. They're the ones in control. They're God. Instead of a bunch of idiots. Moral monsters, yes. Intellectual barbarians, absolutely. Professional idiots, okay, who need to spend more time studying the systems they're torturing and murdering people with. Even little children are being tortured and murdered. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And they're able to get away with these atrocities. They have to use, because the technology is so advanced, they rely on the Occam razor principle, okay? I've said this before, I'll say it again because I don't know if people will look at my previous videos. The organized stalking is based on choice reference patterns of the victim. In order to understand organized stalking, you have to go back and look at a pattern of your previous choices. Favorite cafes, restaurants, modes of transportation, etc. Those are choice references. You went there because you remembered that they were there. Okay? That's how you get around. That's how you get from point A to point B every day. That's how you carry your daily activities, etc. Okay, those are choice references. Choice reference patterns are simply a pattern of your previous memories. Choice references are memories. Choice reference patterns are a pattern of those previous memories. Okay, remember, they're targeting your memory and thought process. Okay, so the organized stalking is based on choice reference patterns. The organized stalkers are therefore placed at vantage points, specific vantage points, based on the previous choices of the victim to stalk and harass the victim. Okay. Once you understand that organized stalking is based on choice reference patterns, you must then understand what it's comprised of. It's based on one thing, choice reference patterns, but it's comprised of two things, and that's situational scenarios and conversational scenarios. Street theater, okay? And that those situational and conversational scenarios, that street theater will always, always be based on events or topics they know will capture your attention, like the girl at the store, at the gym, excuse me, this morning, as I exited, she was waiting, they had her waiting there at the entrance. I had defeated their technology, and the verification process broke apart. They had to start all over again with a new verification routine. Totally ignored. I just kept going. I recognized what was happening, okay, because I had already, with multitasking, been able to plan out my day in advance. It was easy for me to disrupt the verification routine and defeat their technology. That's how it works. That's verification. Verification is simply forcing the victim into repeated responses in order to determine a coherent pattern of thought. That's my book, my heart. And then once they can determine a coherent pattern of thought, they see the responses are consistent. That's when they integrate that information back into RNM data. You need to get out of the country. If you're a target individual and you can get out, you need to get out. You have no rights. You have been declared an enemy of the state. You know, most of us have been chosen for, you know, just training, research, and development, even little children. You know, housewives who never even had a ticket. You know, you are now an enemy of the state. As far as they're concerned, your life is meaningless. You have no rights. Okay? And if you're a target individual, especially if you're targeted with this technology, because not all mind control victims are all mind control victims are targeted individuals, but not all targeted individuals are mind control victims. It doesn't matter. All mind control victims, all targeted individuals, whether they're mind control victims or not, fall into one of four categories. The first category is judicial targets, people they suspect have committed a crime. The second category is extrajudicial targets. That ranges from people they suspect have committed a crime, but they can't prove it, all the way to the other end of the spectrum when you're dealing with whistleblowers, activists, and dissidents. Third category is lucrative targets. That's people who hold a sensitive position or may, for example, have access to sensitive information. And then the fourth and final category of all targeted individuals is targets of opportunity. And basically, for example, that would be people who are chosen randomly for the purposes of training, research, and development in mind control technologies. They can't use animals in mind control in the training, research, and development. They have to use people. Okay? All these shooters, you know, I'm not saying everybody picked up a gun, went bananas as a mind control victim, but many of them were. Okay? And I don't have time to go into that. It allows him to shape, turn America into a police state, to remove guns, to shape policy, public policy, and to dictate legislation by creating all of this mass chaos and hysteria. There's terrorists everywhere. There's terrorists everywhere. No, the terrorists are the shadow government. Okay? They're the terrorists. Okay? I simply don't have time to go into all that. Okay, so that's how you defeat their technology, multitasking, by controlling the verification process. This is Brian Tu in San Diego, California, October 31st, 2018, approximately 3:45 in the afternoon, trying desperately to get out of the country. And wherever I go, they'll follow me and they'll tell them I'm the worst terrorist, drug dealer, rapist, child molester, serial killer. I have no idea what they're saying. Spy. Because they can't get the FBI to release information, but I have to flee. It's just too deadly and too violent. And I suggest that everyone else who's targeted with this technology get out while you can. The day will come when you will be placed. If you're targeted, you will be blacklisted, and the day will come when you will not be able to find a job. You will not be able to board a plane. Okay. You'll be placed on the no-fly list, and the day will soon come when you won't even be able to cross state lines. It's going to get that bad. If you can get out of the country, get out to a country which doesn't trust the Americans, Russia, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Bolivia, Nicaragua, Laos, Serbia. There are places you can go. Not many, but there are places you can go. Okay, don't go to an American ally. You're just wasting your time. Brian, too.